A hit foreign film typically arrives in American theaters as a remake. Think The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The hard truth is Americans don't much care for subtitles. We're going to get a review now of a top-grossing Swedish film that's now showing in American theaters in its original form and in Swedish. It helped that the movie and its director, Daniel Espinosa, found fans in Martin Scorsese and Harvey Weinstein, who decided to distribute it. Here's critic Kenneth Turan's review of Easy Money.
Easy Money is a fine title for a film, but to truly feel the tasty flavor of this top-drawer Scandinavian thriller, try rolling its original Swedish title off your tongue. Say hello to Snabba Cash. The movie starts with a jailbreak by Jorge, a Chilean living in Sweden. Jorge promptly goes into hiding, from other local bad guys as much as from the police. We meet Brado next, a violent enforcer for a ruthless Serbian drug cartel that controls the cocaine traffic in Sweden and is willing to do whatever it takes to stay on top. Jorge and Brado are central to the plot, but the action revolves around JW, compellingly played by Joel Kinnaman. If he looks familiar, it's from AMC's The Killing. JW is a handsome young man from a poor country family who's smart enough to have gotten a place in Stockholm's top business school. He wants a lifestyle he can't afford, and when fate offers him a way into the drug trade, he sees no reason to resist. Easy Money succeeds because Espinosa's got the nerve to tell the story all in a rush, to throw us right in the middle of a number of chaotic situations and dare us to look away. As the worlds of Jorge, Brado, and JW collide, recombine, and collide again, as JW's understanding of who can be counted on shifts, we're as worried and uncertain as the characters. Only one lesson holds true from start to finish. There is no such thing as easy money.